Bijdrage van 18 muzikanten uit Brussel omstreken. Onze insula, dat is een stukje van de hersenen, werd alvast geprikkeld. Bedankt Joachim. Daarna hoorde je Honestly Same met het eveneens prikkelende Main Lobby. Honestly Same is een nieuw vijfkoppig ensemble uit Chicago met onder meer Lisa Cole in de rangen. We kabbelen nu verder. Nu met Sonic Youth. Hun In-Out-In is vandaag uit. Het werpt een blik op jam-sessies van de 10 laatste jaren van de band. We luisteren naar Basement Contender. Thank you. basement contender van Sonic Youth van op In Out In op het Tree Loop Recordings. Het werd in 2008 opgenomen in het huis van Kim en Thurston in Northampton. Met dank aan Corey trouwens, de labelbaas van Tree Loop, voor de LP. Corey is trouwens bedrijfsjurist en runt op zijn eentje het label. Een beetje een uit de hand gelopen hobby zoals signaalruis en strepplaten. Ook uit de hand gelopen is Sunburnt Hand of the Man, de stichters van de New Weird America-beweging van 20 jaar geleden. Zij staan nu in het bos, nu dinsdag. Voor een begeleidende track zijn we het, ondanks hun massieve oeuvre, niet ver gaan zoeken. We spelen de Scorpio-hit van op hun laatste plaat, Pick a Day to Die, vanop, jawel, Tree Loop Recordings. Dit is Initials. Thank you.
Smashing clothes and rock and roll face paint.
Easy in an ankle length leather trench coat with 12 string ovation guitar.
Let's sleep back up here.
Man fairy with medium skin tone.
Let's put the leather on the pit. Let's become priests.
Flag of United Kingdom.
Two fathers, daughter and son. Two men kissing.
Two men holding hands.
Family with father, daughter and son. Two men kissing.
Flag of Switzerland.
E.T. talk some shit.
E.T. pick a day to die. E.T. dusted hard with flint knife and two big crackhead bodyguards.
Peace symbol.
Flag of Cyprus.
DNA.
Flag of New Zealand. Flag of Canada.
Chart with downwards trend.
Rainbow flag.
DNA.
Family.
Woman fairy with medium light skin.
Man bagel in sweatsuit jogging with E.T.
Watch E.T.'s easy eagle open its third eye and ooze a psychedelic virus onto the back seat of Grandma's BMW.
Family with father, daughter, family with two fathers and son.
Watch E.T. and Scott speed boxy hieroglyphics to a filthy cop. DNA.
Flag of Mexico. DMT.
Family with two mothers and two daughters.
MNCK.
Family with two fathers.
VCO.
Daughter and son. Family with mother.
Okay, land, baby, husband, man, Chinese guy.
DMT.
DCP.
Customs.
CIA. FBI. MBV. NWA.
Thank you. stuff. Some of the other, I don't know, odder objects in the sky, you know? Not just all this,
oh, you've been liking the weird
stuff. I got
stuff.
Moon people over here. I got sun people over here.
Yeah, I'm liking some
odd, an odd Jupiter guy.
I know them. I know them.
Real Mars heads. Yeah, I know them. Oh, yeah. They're out there. They're out there. They're out there. They're all out there. I like some stuff.
You talk to yourself all day about these sort of folks.
Kepler's been putting some strong things out there.
We got to get some. We got to get some food.
I've been following the moon lately. I know it's been up there. I know it's been shining away.
You're talking about planets still?
I've been pretty into some of the other stuff. Some of the other,
We have to get food. I don't care where from, you know?
We get just all this,
What did we have yesterday?
Sun and moon stuff. I got moon.
Some sort of, we had some sort of pasta yesterday. No, we didn't have pasta yesterday.
Jupiter, guys.
We did not have pasta yesterday. We did not have pasta yesterday. I swear to you. We went to that chicken place, right? We went to that new chicken place, Red, white, chicken place. Well, you know what? We'll figure it out. Somebody's got to order some food. Get some food in here. We need to eat. We can't even talk about
shining away, but
we can't talk about planets anymore. We gotta come up with something new. We've been talking about planets on the show for so long. We gotta talk about food. Talk about some, you know. I don't know. We did
not just all this.
Maybe I'm just hungry. Maybe I'm just hungry.
I can't believe you are ranting.
You're ranting. You sound.
Planets aren't sports. Planets are not like a team.
We'll order in. We'll get some takeout. Nobody will even have to cook.
I have been following the moon lately. I know it's been up there. I know it's been shining away, but
it's the moon. It's always there.
Some of the other, I don't know, odder objects in the sky.
You can't be a hipster.
You're a hipster. Sun and moon.
You're
like
a hipster. No one cares.
Sun people over here.
We gotta get out to the batting cages this week. I got the Louisville. She's primed up. Ash, we gotta get out there. I went out twice last year. Did poor. Very poorly, you know? I got all sorts of short-term plans. It's the long-term that's really been holding me back, you know? I got a lot of projects, not too many of them started yet. I got to, I live in a pretty old house. It's 106 years old, which is, you know, for a house in Ohio.
It's not that old, really.
There's some stuff that's like 1872, you know? There's some real early stuff out there. So 1901.
Not that old.
It's got great bones. Love the bones. I don't do a lot of home repair. It's mostly just me around here.
Monday already.
So,
happy Monday already.
I kind of have to,
Where's the week gone?
Do most of this stuff myself. I've been on the moon lately.
Eerst hoorde je initials van Sunburnt Hand of the Man. Zij staan nu dinsdag in het bos in Antwerpen. Ze staan daar trouwens niet alleen. Ze worden vergezeld door Annelies van Dinter, onder meer Echo Beatty, en Louis Evrard van onder meer Otla, onder de alias Pruillip. Zij zouden volgens de website van Bos nieuwerwetse sludge brengen. Daarna hoorde je Steel Dangerous, een geestig radio-experiment. Steel Dangerous is trouwens Doc Gent van Modcock, een bandje van op House to Mountain. Het nummer heet E-Bar, het album gewoon Steel Dangerous. En het komt uit op H&S Ranch uit San Antonio, Texas. Dadelijk hebben we een interview met Valentina Magaletti, maar nu eerst de broadcast.
Just an outline, sketchy but fine, or color me in. If green is chasing the hills all the miles, if blue is pursuing the sky, see if the red of your heart doesn't mind where you begin to color me in. Something new and nothing to do, then I'm just the idea. Somehow I feel that I'm just the idea. Let's share the blue of the towering sky, the green of the hills that roll by. See if the red of your heart can decide if you cannot choose which color to use. I'll always wait, it's never too late to color me in. To color me in. Today or next year, I'll always be here if you want to color me in. I'll always wait, it's never too late to color me in. To color me in, to color me in.
Met Color Me in de Maida Vale versie van vandaag uit op Warp. Volgende week trouwens meer broadcast op in Sterrenplaten. En dan nu interview. Sans pak exact een week geleden, net voor haar optreden in Les Ateliers Klaus met Valentina Magaletti. Zij is een drumster, percussioniste en componiste, geboren in Bari, Italië, maar al meer dan 20 jaar woont in Londen.
You are most known as a drum player. So what got you interested in that instrument?
I've been playing drums since I was very, very young. And you know, I started looking, you know, beginning of the 90s, end of the 80s, there was loads of like video music video things. And I used to just been transfixed by, I don't know why, the drum just always caught my attention. And I thought, this is absolutely like so much fun and physical, and like, and I was like, that is an amazing job. I always wanted to do that. And then I was very lucky. It's just like sort of esoteric way. And the way I started is because a music school opened just like beside my parents' house, and they had like drum lessons. And so I was like, please, can I enroll? You know what I mean? It's that kind of like very beautiful coincidence that then revealed to be your future and to shape up your whole life. So it's been really, you know, I'm really privileged that that happened. And I started like that, basically.
Maybe a little bit of sidetracking. You mentioned seeing those videos in the 90s and being fascinated by the drum players as well. To what degree do you incorporate a certain visual element into your own live shows?
I've been just doing this lately, actually. It's an ongoing process. What I've been, what I have always had is like trying to, for each city that I perform, to bring like a sort of like field recording or a different sort of sonic palette than I can drum on. So that's always that has always been like the mood of the night. And then for tonight, I thought maybe I should try with visuals as well, you know, and see if that works.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
And what is the visual component going to be?
But the content is like various like sort of moods and shots like in London and in Italy, some stuff that I like that is just like go with the music, I hope. Mm-hmm. So people don't have to look at me.
You mentioned soundscapes for different cities.
Yeah.
To what degree does a chance play in your live performances?
100%. I'm a stream of consciousness in terms of like musicality. I'm never the person that is like a minute ago. And I struggle, you know, with promoting an album that I recorded like 1 year ago, because I'm a totally different person. You know, what was it? Like Pantarei. Everything flows, everything goes. You never immerse yourself into the same water. And that's, I never immerse myself into the same frequencies. So you'll see always, if I'm performing a solo show, you'll see always like a different one.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah. And at the same time, you're also a band member in different bands. How do you balance the element of improvisation within the context of performing together with other people?
I don't. In a way that every single band has a different protocol. So there is not much improvisation. You know, it's like, so I'm talking to you and it's a dialogue between me and you. Okay, this is a stupid example because you are interviewing me. So it's more likely to be like a sort of monologue. But what I'm saying is like, in a kind of a band situation, if I'm talking to two people, if I'm talking to three people, if I'm talking to four people, you have to be very, you know, careful and self-conscious to what other people want to say. So the improv doesn't take the same place as obviously does when you are on your own. Otherwise, you'll be talking on other people talking, and then people don't understand what you're trying to say.
Thank you.
Vanishing Twin, een van de bands waarin Valentina Magaletti drumt met Big Moonlight. Dit vormt de plaat Oki Gekku van vorig jaar. Nu het tweede deel van het interview, waarin Sam vraagt naar experimenteren met nieuwe materialen en onconventionele drumkits.
Sort of like, for example, tonight is quite conventional, mm-hmm. in a way. Like, I didn't take anything that I picked from the street, but I have been working on a lot of music where I literally picked everything that was from the street, like, and just use that, or you know, record it, whatever, what's going on out there. But obviously, I'm very interested in like different sounds. I won't consider myself a drummer in the conventional sense, because even if, like, in the band, I'm in band, like, for example, with Vanishing Twin, I play the drums, and it's more like, you know, conventionally sort of jazz drumming. When I do things on my own, I'm more concerned about telling a story through sounds. I don't want to sound arrogant, but I don't have to prove anyone that I can play the drums. I just want people to be following some sort of like sonic tale. You know, it's not a gravity blast. It's not a testosterone like I can play the drums and I'm like I'm gonna. And, I'm not interested in that. I think it's not graceful.
Mm-hmm. What other drummers interest you then?
Drummers that rather than showing me that they can play drums and that they've been studying paradiddle for like throughout their whole life, I'm interested in people that tells you a story when they drum. And when drums becomes, and rhythm as well, becomes part of your, you know, of your body, it's just, it's anatomical, it's shaman, it's like shamanic, it's therapeutic, and it's just, you know, it's just a message and some, an experience. And not like, oh, wow, very good drummer.
No.
I mean, that's, that would be the shittest review you could possibly have for my show. That will leave me like a flat line.
How do you approach that as a musician? The whole context of reviews, both your shows and...
Again, I don't. I mean, I'm not very... I don't... Of course, it's flattering if they like what you do. And so far, they've been liking what I'm doing. I feel very... very spoiled with love, and I feel that somehow my artistic effort resonates with so many people, and if it doesn't, I'll take it into consideration, and I'm interested in to see what it does, if it doesn't, you know. I did not have a bad review yet, so we'll have to chat later about it.
right is all right, wrong is to belong. Moin, dat is Rame samen met Valentina. In ons derde en laatste deel vroeg Sam hoe ze met Joe en Tom van Rame in contact kwam.
It was probably like the first two guys that I met when I moved to London so many moons ago. And they were working on a first EP. And we were partying together in this part of London that's called Hackney Wick. Now it's very like gentrified and very like cool. But when I was like 20 years ago, it was just like a war zone. Like the taxi wouldn't even take you there. And we used to rave a lot there. And there was always like chance of having like a drum kit or something there. And I think I met Tom and Joe on one of those nights where I just sat on the drum kit. And then when they had to do the second EP for Blackest Ever Black at the time, they just contacted me. And then since then, I've been just been drumming on everything that they've done. And now the new reincarnation is called Moin. And we're about to produce the new show and go and take it out there.
Is that
very exciting?
That's for 2022.
Yeah, there's a Moin dub plate and there's a Moin album coming out eventually. But the guys will tell you all about it.
Okay, I will have to ask that. Do you have any other plans for musical releases apart from?
My God, you can't. We don't have enough time on your. Well, it's not a tape that you're running, but it's like it's crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy. So let's start with so this month I'm having like a cassette on a live show from Holy Tongue, which is my dub outfit, followed by a project that I really love that's called A Vita Galli. That's a collaboration with me and one of my favorite musicians in southern Italy. We already did like two cassettes that went in a flash, and then we decided to do a whole like proper LP for this beautiful London label called Horn of Plenty, that you might know, and it's coming out on the 23rd of April, and it comes out with a photographic book, and it's a very, very special project for me. Not far from my Due Matte, I don't know if you're familiar with any of my work, but like a sort of like sonic art collage and lots of texture, and yeah, I really. Then after that, I mean, it literally is endless because I have a beautiful trio with Sarah Register, which is Kim Gordon's guitar player, and Matthew Sims from Wire. And we just finished an album called Modern Dance Classic Volume 1. And it's a very sort of immersive sound art, very, very sort of droney, kind of heavy, but beautiful. And it's coming out on State 51. That's in May. Then I have Live at Otto, which is a venue in London.
Café Otto,
yeah. That's coming out on cassette on this Australian label called A Colorful Storm. And then I have another live that I did a while ago that's coming out on the beautiful Blume Editions, which is Italian label that I really, really love. Then my queer anthology of the drums, I just signed it off for the Asian market, so it's coming in Japan and China with a different cover. I'm very excited about that. This was like already released for Tokuroku, which is the label that Café Otto runs. What else we got? Then we have like EP3 from Holy Tongue, which will be before the end of the year. And we just finished the session for the whole album of Holy Tongue, but that will be like next year. And then I am, of course, we have like the new Moin and the dub play. And then I'm working with, I just finished a very weird, like cold wave sort of post-punk production with Zongamin. I don't know if you're familiar with this Japanese producer, that's amazing. And I'm mastering this on Sunday. So and I don't know, I mean, this old stuff that will come like next year, basically. And I'm also working on the new CZN, which is my project with Joao, and my solo album. So yeah,
Yeah.
A few things.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Holy Tonk met Missinai. Dat is Valentina Margaletti samen met Ellen Wooton, vroeger ook gekend als Dead Boy. En ook Holy Tonk heeft een plekje in het bijzonder indrukwekkend release-schema van Valentina Margaletti, dat meer dan 3 minuten interview in beslag nam. Hun EP3 zou tegen het einde van dit jaar moeten uitkomen. En dan hebben we Sam toch ook nog wel gehoord. Dan het debuutalbum van The Grid Ravage, een trio gevormd door Louis Evraar, Sie Pruilip van een klein uurtje geleden op drum, Gino Komans op cello en Yves de Meij achter de knoppen. Komt uit op Dropadisc, het label van Koen en Christel van Sound in Motion. Grid Ravage stelt de plaat voor op de zondag van Broadcast, dat is op 10 april. Klinkt allemaal bijzonder organisch, luister maar naar het openingsnummer van de plaat.